News from Rotherhithe. Residents feel like the forgotten people. Residents of the Silverlock Estate say they feel like the forgotten people due to its unusual location straddling three police wards. They say this has resulted in a lack of joined-up crime fighting in the area, with incidents not being properly investigated, and claim responsibilities are being shirked by the different teams. The estate is off Rotherhithe New Road and is covered by two policing teams from Southwark and one from Lewisham. David Isles, chair of the Silverlock Estate TRA, said, "The people here feel that they are forgotten. There are people from outside the estate coming here and committing crimes, burglaries, car crime, sexual assault, personal violence, drugs. When the police do investigate, the residents are made to feel like criminals. It seems that the thought is, because you come from Bermondsey, you're scum. That's not true, and we have a fantastic community here with some very well-educated people." Mystery still surrounds the events at a party earlier this month, at which residents believe a shooting occurred. Police and the council, however, believe that an injury was sustained after a gas canister, which had been on a barbecue, exploded. Jill Davis, the TRA vice chair, said that she appreciated the work of the local police officers, but felt that they just weren't able to do enough. She said, "I feel bad for them. Sometimes they try to do a job here, but then get called out to Tower Bridge or the White Grounds or wherever. It's a problem of manpower, and they just don't seem to be able to police the estate properly." Bobby Milton, secretary for the TRA, added, "The problems come from people who are not from the estate, and often not even from Southwark. But when the police do come, it's hours or days later, and too late." Local Safer Neighbourhoods Inspector Steve Landers denied that the estate was being ignored by police. He said, "Officers from the Rotherhithe Safer Neighbourhoods team patrol and speak with residents on the estate regularly, and the local MP is also appraising regarding operational work and activity carried out in the area. I'm on regular contact with the local Safer Neighbourhoods ward panel chair and will speak to him to see whether any of these concerns have been raised with him.